We're streaming on the iHeartRadio app. We're on the Radio.com app and, of course, online at WHGMGold.com. I'm Justin Mallow. Joined on the phone now, I have Suzanne Zantov. She's the administrative assistant for the Maryland Center for the Arts. Suzanne, are you there?
I am here, Justin.
Great. Suzanne, good morning. How are you doing today so far?
So far, so good this morning. Good. Thanks for asking.
Yeah, absolutely. I appreciate calling in. It's a big week for you guys because you guys have once again the Harford Plein Air Festival. And from what I understand, it's been going on for many years. This is lucky number 7, right?
Correct.
And for those who might not have heard of it, can you kind of explain what this is, Suzanne?
Sure. The festival was actually one of the first cultural arts events created by the center 7 years ago as a way of bringing painters from around the country to Harford County to paint outdoor scenes. Plein air, French term meaning in the outdoors. So all of the scenes are painted in your favorite locations around Harford County on site from life, not from photographs or from the artist's imagination.
Wow. And so how were these artists like chosen to be part of this?
Well, this is known as a juried festival, which means that artists first submit examples of their previous plein air work for review by a professional judge, which this year was the director of the Albrecht Kemper Museum in St. Joseph, Missouri, Eric Fuson. And he chose or juried 30 painters from the 49 who applied. Last year, due to COVID, our festival became virtual, which means that the artists painted from July 1st to mid-September and submitted GPS and time-stamped images of their work to verify that they were painting in Harford County during the correct time period. And we've kept that format this year. The paintings will be exhibited on the 17th and 18th of September. They will be judged by another professional judge, Valerie Craig of Pennsylvania.
So that's coming up this Friday and Saturday is when they're going to be judged.
Yes, correct. We have several events this weekend, the entire week. The Bel Air Cultural Arts Commission is sponsoring an evening of painting on Thursday starting at 6:30 along Main Street in Bel Air, so you can come out and see them paint. They're challenged by, obviously, the limited light. And then the paintings themselves will be revealed to the public on Friday, September 17th, at the Bel Air Armory during the collector's preview party and awards ceremony when we will give out awards. And that's sponsored by Hopkins Farm Brewery, Harford Mutual Insurance, and Visit Harford. And then on Saturday, September 18th, we will be coming up to Haverty Grace with our Quick Draw Festival, which is co-sponsored by the Haverty Grace Arts Collective. This is a timed two-hour event, and this is open to the community. The juried artists are invited to paint, but if you are a painter, whether you're an adult or a youth, you're invited to come out and try your hand at painting during this event. Okay. And that will be exhibited at the Cultural Event Center at the Haverty Grace Opera House.
And also taking part of this is the First Lady of Maryland, right?
She is. She is scheduled to choose, and she will be doing this virtually, sending her the paintings, and she will choose one of the paintings for what we're calling the Spirit of Maryland Award, showing a scene that's unique for Harford County and the state of Maryland.
Mrs. Hogan, of course, we're talking about. Of course.
Yes.
So it's a big deal. So it's going on throughout the week. They can go directly to the Maryland Center for the Arts' website. For more info, mdcenterforthearts.org. To make it simple, I'll share that link and more information on our Facebook page at facebook.com/WHGMGold. And then will people be able to buy these paintings, Suzanne?
Oh, absolutely. They will be exhibited for the first time on Friday at the Collector's Preview. They will also be exhibited on Saturday at the Bel Air Armory. They will be exhibited then in late September and early October at the Liriodendron Mansion. And finally, they will be on our website for sale.
Okay. And that website, again, is the mdcenterforthearts.org?
Correct.
All right, which, again, I'll share on our page on Facebook. So, again, big event coming up this week. It's the 7th annual Harford Plein Air Festival, and that's why I have the administrative assistant for the Maryland Center for the Arts, Suzanne Zantop. I want to thank you so much for calling in today. Give us more information about the big event that's getting ready to kick off once again later this week. Thank you so much.
Thank you.